waters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Sergeant Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. It's going to be open lines today, so give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. That's 1-877-254-7524. But I thought I would share with you my growing concern that we're about to see an explosion over there in the Near East and the Middle East, and we've talked about it before, but I think it's so vitally important that we recognize the fact that there is a tinderbox out there, and somebody's already lit the fire. It's about ready to set the whole Middle East, Near East, put it up in flames. And certainly, as you know, they've issued gas masks to all the Israeli citizens after, well, they collected them in 2006, and they would not give them back. They started a program to return the gas masks recently. It was supposed to take a year. It was done in a couple of weeks. Why? Because there's a sense of urgency over there. They know that the war is coming. Certainly, every Israeli citizen has been issued a kit containing material for a chemical or biological warfare. They're holding drills for getting people into the underground shelters and the air raid shelters. Hezbollah has between 45 and 85,000 missiles that can target Israel, and there is no way Israel can survive a missile attack of that magnitude. In addition, there may well be a missile attack from Syria with warheads that contain chemical and biological warfare agents, and there's just no way Israel can survive unless, of course, the Nautilus laser system is up and working. We've been told that it is. We actually got one article out of the Jerusalem Post that said that it was up, it was functional. This was several years ago. Of course, you go up on the Internet, you look up the Nautilus, it says it's experimental, it may work, they don't know. But then, of course, if they had a system of this sort, they would not tell the public. They would not want the enemy to know. But you know very well that the enemy knows what they have. And one reason, of course, I believe that Hezbollah is not struck is because they know that there is a very effective anti-ballistic missile system. At least I believe that this is the reason. It's all top secret. We've only heard mention of it in one article and in our conversations with Avi Lipkin, but of course Avi has access to information. The average individual doesn't, because of course for many years he was an official spokesman of the Israeli military, and certainly his wife works for Israeli intelligence. So Avi is a wonderful source of information, and if a war comes, I just hope and pray that the Nautilus system is up, is operational, that the skies are clear, because if you have cloudy skies, of course, why the Nautilus system will not work, and I don't know how it would work if one of the volcanoes was to go off and there was to be clouds in the sky, and whether that would deflect the laser beams. I just don't know, but certainly the situation is tense. And now, of course, with the blockade of Gaza, of course, Israel has every reason to blockade Gaza. After all, the Hamas has been lobbing missiles into southern Israel for some time, and then, of course, to block the introduction of war materials and missiles into Gaza. Why, of course, Israel's established a naval blockade off the coast of Gaza to intercept ships that would bringing in contraband. Now, there's nothing wrong with bringing in food substances, and those are allowed to come in, and humanitarian aid and medical supplies, but certainly not weapons. And yet, of course, there's an organized effort to actually, break the blockade. And who's behind this? Some very wealthy Turkish fellow. In fact, it's the same Iman who is building the mosque adjacent to the World Trade Center. And, of course, there's a tremendous uproar about putting a mosque next to the World Trade Center that was knocked down by the radical Islamists. And now he's trying to block the break the blockade going into Gaza. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all political theater, because the idea of building the mosque there next to the World Trade Center simply cements in your mind that the reason the World Trade Center came down was because of the attack, and it didn't come down. That was a controlled demolition. And all you need to do is certainly watch Building 7 come down, and you'll realize Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Building 7 came down at 5:20 that evening. The center of the roof caved in first. That meant somebody had to take out the central supplies, central supports, then the base of the building, so the building would collapse inward, and then they took out the base of the building, and it came down. And ladies and gentlemen, Osama bin Laden didn't do that. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, did not do that. He did not put explosives in the building. This was a domestic job. It was done to get us into a war in the Middle East, and you may not like to recognize that fact, and that somebody is guilty of the murder of 3,000 Americans, and believe me, it is not some guy sitting in a cave over in Pakistan, and or actually Osama bin Laden's been dead for years. Go up on the internet, you'll find, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of references to the fact that Osama bin Laden is dead. But they don't want the American people to know that. He is the Goldstein of George Orwell's 1984. He is the man you have to hate. And exactly as Machiavelli described in The Prince, you have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. We needed the attack. The troops were in place for the attack. Certainly the plans for the attack were on the president's desk, according to Richard Clark, who was head of the anti-terrorist movement of the Clinton administration. He wrote a book, The Plans for the Attack on Afghanistan, were on the president's desk just the day before September 11th. Do you believe that happened by accident? And building that mosque now, or attempting to build a mosque next to the site of the destroyed World Trade Center, is for your mind. You're supposed to believe that the radical Islamists brought down that the building. And, of course, watch Building 7 come down. It was a controlled demolition. And read the material put out by architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. Over 1,000 architects and engineers have signed a petition saying it didn't happen that way. Watch it come down. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be right back.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's open lines, so we'd love to hear from you. My number is 877-254-7524. And I was just talking about this sheik, supposedly an Iman, Turkish, who's putting up the money to hire the ships to break the blockade. Now, where would some Iman get that sort of money? You know, most Imans are not, or just have all sorts of money enough to build a mosque adjacent to the World Trade Center and there in New York City. Well, how much money do you think the property would cost? How much money would it cost to build a mosque in New York City today? I mean, you're not talking about loose chains. And then to hire ships, I don't know how many ships there were in the flotilla, 5-6 ships, something like that. And then on this one ship, there were 900 people. These are big ships. And this is obviously a carefully planned episode to create a crisis. And then, of course, the more significant thing is, of course, that Turkey has suddenly changed from being an ally of Israel to becoming an ally of Iran, just at this time in history. And remember, if you go back and you read Ezekiel 38 and 39 and the Gog and Magog war, and many people think that Gog is Russia, but many people think that Gog is Turkey, and that Turkey will be aligned against Israel. And yet Turkey has been Israel's friend up until recently, from the time Israel was formed as a state back in 1948, Turkey has been on good relations with the Israelis. And now, at this time in history, within the last month, Turkey has suddenly turned from being a friend and supporter of Israel to becoming a friend and supporter of Iran. And Ahmadinejad is meeting with the president of Turkey, and President Turkey's meeting with Ahmadinejad, a new alignment there, a new alignment against Israel. Now, why did that happen? Well, of course, we've told you in the past, I think those of you who listen regularly have heard my interviews with Paul Williams, who's an American author, who we've done extensive work on the Muslim training camps here in the United States, where they actually have felons and they allow them to have automatic weapons and train in terror techniques and explosives and Some of them have been allowed to go over to Pakistan to be trained in militarily. These are ex-felons recruited into this radical Muslim movement in federal prisons, and when they're released, why, they're given $10 and a new suit and a one-way bus ticket to a place called Islamburg in New York, where, of course, they enter this whole mirage. There's a number of training camps, about 60 of these radical training camps in the United States, where they are training Muslims in terror and violence and automatic use of automatic weapons. And these are felons. What are they doing this? Who's funding this? Why, your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. Your tax money, American tax money, going into creating the best enemy that money could buy. And, of course, what about Turkey? Well, this is all financed by a man named Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. You can look at up on the Internet. He's got billions of dollars, and he's living... Well, he's a Turkish citizen, but they threw him out of Turkey because he was a subversive. He was trying to overthrow the government. So he moved to Pennsylvania, where he lives now in an enclave with, at least according to Paul, 50 or 100 armed guards. And there, of course, he finished his effort to overthrow the Turkish government. And now, of course, they have a radical Islamist government aligned against Israel. And it all came about because of a man living in Pennsylvania named Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out on the Internet. There are articles up there on this. You're never going to read about this in your newspaper. And you must understand that everything is in place for a terrible war coming in the Middle East. Well, now the Iranians have said that they're going to send their hospital ships flying the Red Crescent, and they're, of course, going to attack, and they're going to help break the blockade of Gaza. This is an act of war. This is a provocation. Is it that the Iranians want a war? Because, of course, if Israel attacks Iran, of course, why America be brought into the war in one means or another and wreak terrible devastation on Iran. And who in their right mind would want to bring, you know, the fury of America's military might upon their country and kill all sorts of civilians and risk killing the leadership? None of this makes sense unless, of course, there is another force behind this, unless, of course, there is a master plan that is being carried out by the spiritual forces that really run the world. And, ladies and gentlemen, they claim that there is. And who are they? They're the occultists. That we carry a little pamphlet. We'll make it available to anybody who gets anything from our ministry, purchases anything from our ministry. It's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It was channeled to Alice Bailey 75 years ago by a demonic spirit named Jamal Cool. It's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, and it tells you there is a plan, and when they write the word plan, they do it with a capital P, because it deifies. It is the plan of the Holy One. And who is the Holy One? It is Lucifer. And they really believe that they, you know, there is another God, and he's got a bad rap. He is really a good God. And it is the God of the Bible who's the bad God. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, it may be crazy to you and I, but it is not crazy to the people who embrace the Gnostic faith. And because most Americans don't understand Gnosticism, and because your ministers are not telling you about Gnosticism and about what it means, but go up on the Internet and read up on Gnosticism and understand this is the religion of Masonry. And if you go back and you read Morals and Dogma, written by Albert Pike in the 1870s, he will tell you about Gnosticism. And, of course, Albert Pike was a very close friend of Madame Blavatsky, who in the 1870s was writing her doctrines on the on Isis Unveiled and the secret doctrine that was the favorite book of Adolf Hitler, and at the basis of modern day theosophy, which is one of the major forces working behind the scenes, directing the course of world events. And of course, what's going on, this planned war in the Middle East, is going to be a disaster for the United States. We don't have the money to do that. Certainly, if there's a war in the Middle East, why, they'll close the Straits of Hormuz, at least temporarily. The price of oil will go up. It will devastate the European economy, devastate the American economy. We're already pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into Europe to stabilize Greece and to stabilize the European banks. And why is the Federal Reserve System, American Federal Reserve, trying to bail out Europe? Why are we pouring all sorts of money in there to give to Greece so they can give it to the bankers so that the European banks will be stabilized? Because, of course, banking is the very center of this whole world Gnostic movement, this world Gnostic conspiracy that believes in another God. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, of course, the attitude in Israel today is Israel can't wait. Israel can't wait as Iran develops nuclear weapons. And, of course, we're told that Iran already has the has sufficient nuclear material to build several atom bombs. I don't believe this for one minute. I don't believe that they have the nuclear material. They probably, according to the intelligence reports we're getting, it'll be many years before that's available, but that doesn't matter. There is a timetable, and the people in Israel believe that Iran is on the verge of developing nuclear weapons, and the attitude among the leaders of Israel, who basically are all subservient to the Council on Foreign Relations and this whole world Gnostic movement. Netanyahu was a member of the CFR. He is not now, but he was at one time. He is a protege of Kissinger. He does what he is told to, just as so many of the rulers throughout the world are really, of course, under the control, directly or indirectly, of the cabal that runs the United States, made of the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. Council on Foreign Relations was the initial organization organized in 1921 as a front for Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, the one that was organized in 1891 that is so completely described, its origin totally described, in a book that was suppressed for 32 years. The book is called The Anglo-American Establishment. We have it. Professor Quigley completed the manuscript in 1949. And, of course, I found part of the manuscript when I went through Professor Quigley's papers back in 1980. But the complete manuscript wasn't there. And, of course, it was published the following year. By a gentleman I've actually talked to him. I talked to him recently and asked him if he'd come on in my program and go into the background of how he got the manuscript, how he got it published. And he won't talk about it. I mean, there's no way he was going to come on and talk about it. But he did publish the manuscript in 1981. And it is such an important book because it documents the formation of the secret society that in 1921 became the Council on Foreign Relations that today is part of the cabal that rules America, at least the hierarchy. I'm sure there are people in the CFR who have no idea what this is all about and are simply there because this is how you get ahead. This is how you get a presidential appointment. This is how you get to be on the board of directors of the major corporations and the major banks of America. This is how you become wealthy. You just become part of the ruling elite. But unfortunately, there are costs for all of these things, because behind all of what's going on today are the powerful spiritual forces that energized Henry Ford, who was deeply involved in the occult, and Andrew Carnegie, who was deeply involved in the occult, and J.P. Morgan, who was involved in astrology. And you don't have to accept what I'm telling you. Go onto the Internet. Use your search engine. Look up J.P. Morgan and astrology. Look up Henry Ford and theosophy and spiritualism. Certainly our good friend Constance Cumby was back there going through Henry Ford's home there in Detroit, Michigan, where she lives, and they have tours there on a regular basis. And she noticed in the library all of the books written by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, Madame Blavatsky. And, of course, Madame Blavatsky was a Luciferian. Oh, she believed this Gnostic religion. She was a channeler for demonic spirits. The demonic spirits channeled her books, Isis Unveiled and The Secret Doctrine, and she openly admitted to that. And ladies and gentlemen, there are many people who are being channeled by these same demonic spirits today. And, of course, people don't understand that. But, of course, if you get involved with these movements, that is the force behind the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, and behind the CFR, and behind the Trilateral Commission, and behind the Bilderbergers. And once you understand that, and of course the recent Bilderberger meeting, they talked about the importance of a war with Iran. Why would the Bilderbergers want a war with Iran? Because the Bilderbergers really are a continuation of the black nobility of Europe, the royal houses of Europe, which all tie in together and are all demonic, Luciferian in their origin. This is how they got their power. This is how they maintained their power. And this is, of course, where the great fortunes of the nobility of Europe came from. Of course, they're all tied into banking. Right? The only one of these people I ever met was a prince. I think his name was Prince Philip, something of the sort. He was a Belgian prince. And, of course, he was involved in banking. And, of course, this is the very center of where the money comes from for the wars and revolutions that plague the world and the terrible suffering they bring. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd like to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about or the coming war with Iran.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the network, I guess. Morning is going to be you, and so if you're out there in the listening audience, would like to talk, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. As you know, why, of course, the President Obama, the Obama administration, had pulled the aircraft carriers out of the Persian Gulf when they took over control there. Well, the interesting thing is, of course, they're moving the Air Force Carrier Task Force back into the Persian Gulf. Not one, but several of them. I talked to a friend of mine just yesterday. He spent many years with the CIA. He's out of the CIA today, but he certainly has his finger on the pulse of what's going on. He said that several of the task force are in the Indian Ocean and are moving rapidly towards the Persian Gulf. Now, you have to understand how rapidly these aircraft carriers can go. Certainly with the nuclear engines, they can go 40 or 50 miles an hour. 50 miles an hour, 24 hours, that's 1,000 miles. So if they're already in the Indian Ocean, why, certainly in several days, certainly within a week, are those carrier task force, not one but several of them, will be in the Persian Gulf. So certainly I don't think hostilities will start, you know, until those task force are in place. I think all of this so-called break between the Obama administration and Netanyahu and the Israelis is all political theater for your benefit. Because, of course, when Israel attacks Iran, why the President Obama is going to want to be able to say, I did not want this to happen. I told them not to attack. Ah, but ah, shucks, something happened. They sunk one of our aircraft carriers, or they killed some of our boys. Americans have been hurt. Oh, we have to go to war, just like it was at the Gulf of Tonkin. It was phony. It was a $3 bill. This is all political theater to get the American people to say, oh, well, we didn't plan this whole thing, but those irresponsible Israelis went ahead and attacked without our permission. But, oh, shucks, we're going to have to go to war and kill a lot more American boys. Well, who do we have on the line? Again, our number 877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to get your advice. I really enjoy your show, and I fear that we are probably going to go to war with Iran, and my children aren't the age to be drafted as of yet, but I'm sure it'll be a long, drawn-out war, and I just want to get your opinion as to when that happens. I don't want to send my children to get slaughtered in a phony war, and I have thought about all the things that you would as far as moving out of the country or whatever it would take, and I just want to get your opinion if you're in my position. Thanks a lot, Steve.
I agree with you. I would not have my children to fight in one of these senseless wars, though. It is such a difficult thing to do. I'll never forget during the Vietnam War, I had a young man come into my office, and of course he told me how he was able to get out of going in the military, and of course apparently he was called down to be drafted and inducted, and they said, now everybody stand up and swear allegiance to the President and the Constitution. And he wouldn't stand up and do it. And they said, what do you mean? I mean, you've got to stand up and swear allegiance to the Constitution and the President. And he said, well, I can swear allegiance to the President, and I can swear allegiance to the Constitution, but I can't swear allegiance to both of them because the President's violated the Constitution. Which one do you want me to swear allegiance to? And they said, go home, don't call us, we'll call you. And he was not inducted. I don't know whether people can get away with that sort of thing, but I would not send my sons to fight in another senseless war. Vietnam was senseless. The Second World War, American corporations built the munitions and the weapons of war for Adolf Hitler. He was funded by American banks and the technology. We have a letter from the American ambassador to Germany, at 1936, writing to Colonel Howe saying, why are American corporations building up the German war machine? The Second World War was phony. The First World War was phony. Vietnam and Korea were phony. I wouldn't send my children to die. And you're just going to have to, we're going to have to get the American people to say, we're not going. Steve, are you there? I guess Steve hung up. Oh, if you had to move, you move. But people have to realize that if you call a war and nobody comes, you can't have a war. And if enough Americans are up in arms, and of course the reason I do what I do is to get the American people up in arms and saying, we're not going to send our children a fight. We'll call them. They'll be conscientious objectors, whatever it will be. We will not fight in a war that is being waged for entirely different purposes than the American people are told. This will be a contrived war. In fact, I talked to Alex Jones the other day. He was talking and mentioned that he'd talked to Ray McGovern. Now, Ray McGovern was with the CIA, I think, for close to 30 years, 27 years, something like that. I've talked to him personally, and I really should try to get him on our program again. But basically, McGovern had been talking about the coming war, was talking about some sort of a contrived situation where they would sink one of our battleships. We would sink our own battleships, kill our people, just like we killed them at the World Trade Center to justify getting into the war with Afghanistan. So they would do the same thing to justify getting us into a war with Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, you're dealing with evil people. And we need to get the American people to understand the history of the wars of the past. And we have a great talk, even if I do say so. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. It's the talk we gave in the Colorado when I was there. We also have DVDs of that. It's called War, the Untold Story. But you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. And if you ask for it, we'll actually include the pages from Secretary of War Simpson's diary, about going to the White House on the 25th of November, 1941, and being told by the president the war will be coming the following Monday, probably, and the only question was how we were going to get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. It's all contrived, ladies and gentlemen, all contrived. And they left those boys at Pearl Harbor to die. And President Roosevelt knew what was going to happen, and they wanted them to die, because that was the only way you get the Americans riled up. And who do we have calling in? Who's
this
calling
is,
in?
Avery out of Brighton, Colorado.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. I was wondering if you could tie in Albert Pike's Three World Wars with what you're talking about. That's about all of my question right there. I just wanted to listen to it.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the three world war concept comes from a letter that was supposedly written by Mazzini to Albert Pike somewhere back in the 1870s. Trouble is, I know people who've written about the letter, but nobody's seen a copy of the letter. Supposedly, it was at the British Museum, but I know people who I really trust who've looked into it. They've never been able to see the letter. Now, it's written about by the gentleman who wrote a book called Bonds to the Game. Oh, we'll be back in a moment.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But we had a caller asking about the letter that had been sent to Albert Pike about three world wars. Now, Albert Pike was a Luciferian, and Giuseppe Mazzini was a Luciferian. He was the leader of the Carbonaries, which was a secret society that existed in Italy in the 1870 period. And so, theoretically, the story is this, that Giuseppe Mazzini had written a letter to Albert Pike saying that to bring about this world government that the Luciferians wanted. And this is the government that, which, of course, was to bring about the reign of the Antichrist. And they understand this. They have an unholy trinity, just as we have a holy trinity. But anyway, to bring about this world government, there would be three world wars. And this was written in the 1870s. Well, the question is, does the letter exist? There was a man, his name was Commander Guy Carr, C-A-R-R, who wrote a book called Pawns in the Game. And it's a book about the world conspiracy. When Albert Pike wrote this, Commander Guy Carr wrote this, he really believed it was a Jewish conspiracy. Later in his life, he wrote a final book, and he came to the same conclusion I can, and that it was a satanic conspiracy. And the book is available, and Sydney, I forgot the exact title of it, but of course it was basically that this is a satanic movement, not a Jewish conspiracy at all. But he was the one who wrote about the Giuseppe Mazzini's letter to Pike. No one, to my knowledge, has ever seen it. But when Commander Guy Carr died, his papers went into the hands of a Canadian. He was a Canadian naval officer, retired. And a friend of mine, Des Griffin, tracked this fellow down. And this fellow was going to meet Des and give him a copy of the letter. And you'd never guess what happened. A week before the meeting was to take place, the Canadian who had Guy Carr's papers was involved in an automobile accident and died. And nobody has ever seen the letter. Many other things have been written about this letter. There was a Catholic cardinal writing in about 1890 wrote about it. And then, of course, he had used as a source of material a Mason. And eventually the Mason came forward and said, oh, boy, it was all just a ruse. No truth to it at all. I believe there is a plan. I believe there is a plan for a Third World War. Why? Because H.G. Wells wrote a book called The Shape of Things to Come in the early 30s, describing how the Second World War would start in 1939, which it did, in an incident between Germany and Poland, which it did. And he talked about the Third Triad World Order in 1988, coming out of a meeting in Basra in Iraq. Well, Didn't come about then, but I think we're on the way. Anyway, we've got another caller. Who's on the line?
Yeah, Dr.
We have a caller?
Brian in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good. I had one question for you, and that was at the end of the show on last Friday, Joel Skousen was talking right as the show cut off about a prediction of Lindsey Williams or something like that. So if you have him on tomorrow, would you go ahead and just ask him to finish up that comment?
I will, yes. In fact, I'm going to have Lindsey on here next Monday on his latest contact with Mr. X, the oil executive. Only we're going to be talking about what's going on in the with the leak in the Gulf of Mexico. So,
that's all I needed to ask you, and appreciate it. Appreciate the show.
All right, we will certainly do it, and thank you very much for calling, and we'll see if we... Because I was curious what he was talking about, too, and I never got a chance to ask him. God bless. Thanks so much. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and let's look and see what's happening. The aircraft carrier groups, task forces, are moving through the Indian Ocean towards the Persian Gulf. Once they're in place, why everything will be set for the war... the question is, what will trigger the war? Well, it certainly be the Iranians trying to break the blockade, joining with the Turkish flotilla, trying to bring in humanitarian supplies to Gaza. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not interested in the people of Gaza. Are they pawns in the game? Just like the Israeli citizens are pawns in the game, and you and I are pawns in the game, and our boys sitting over there in Afghanistan, in Iraq, are simply sitting ducks, for this coming war, and I fear that an awful lot of them are going to die. And what can you do? Well, of course, you can tell others exactly the things I'm telling you. Get our information. Get it from any place that you can. Check these things on the Internet. Warn everybody that this is going to be a contrived war. It's going to bankrupt America. It will bring violence to the streets of this country, because I believe that there are terrorist cells in this country which will be mobilized with this coming war. Certainly, we've kept our borders open south so that the terrorists could come in, whether they have nuclear weapons here or not, I don't know. But I suspect that we're going to see some terrible things, and they will either be nuclear weapons, that suitcase bombs brought in, or actually detonated by the dark side of our own government to create chaos in this country. We cannot allow this to happen. We're going to have to start working locally, taking over local communities, getting responsible police forces in. We're going to have to break away from federal control. The federal government is going bankrupt. There's no way it can continue to pay Social Security and Medicare other than expanding the monetary supply. They're having to borrow money now. Where do you think the money's coming from for this coming war with Iraq? I mean, with Iran. And of course, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to spend it into destruction. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they know what they're doing. It's not that these people are stupid. They want to destroy America. America was once the greatest creditor nation in the world. America once was the envy of the entire world. America was once a great Christian nation. Somebody sent me an email recently. It was a YouTube presentation of a meeting that was held, and somebody got up and this fellow said, "I'm an ex-Marine." And he started just singing the third stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner. We never sing it anymore, but the words are, well, look them up. Maybe we can talk about that next time. But the third stanza is the greatest stanza, some of the greatest words ever written. And so until Monday, may the Lord be with you. Or until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and let me just tell you, this is an email. It was a YouTube, somebody sent me, and basically it was at a meeting. I don't know where it was, but this older gentleman got up, and he announced he was a Marine, and he started to sing the third stanza of the Star Spangled Banner. And what was so interesting is that all the people sitting around, it was looked like sort of a picnic affair, like your 4th of July conference that you have there in Johnstown, which I've attended. And as he began to sing, everybody stood up sort of spontaneously because, of course, of the words. They really, of course, I think epitomize what America used to represent. Oh, thus be it ever. When a free man shall stand between his loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may this heaven-blessed land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when the cause it is just. But this be our motto, in God is our trust. And that star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. They don't sing that third stanza anymore because it talks about God. Because the evil and wicked Luciferian forces have taken control of our government, of our educational system, of our media, and of course they don't sing the third stanza of the Star Spangled Banner anymore. I've only heard it sung once publicly in the last 40 years until I saw this YouTube. But we memorized those verses, those lines, when I was in high school, and I shall never forget them. And I hope you'll rememorize them, because they epitomize what America was before the dark and sinister forces, led by the CFR, the great tax-exempt foundations, the Ford, Carnegie, and Rockefeller foundations, the Bilderbergers, and then the Trilateral Commission, took control of our government and made mockery of the electoral process, and they control Barack Obama today. And if you haven't heard my talk on the financial Armageddon and how they control our government, you need to get this information, and you need to get it out and read our newsletters. And we tell you exactly how they control our government and the fact that between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president, either president or vice president or both, were members of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think for 1 minute that happened by accident? And of course it didn't. They know exactly what they're doing. They did what Barry Goldwater said and told us and warned us about in his 1979 book with no apologies on page 280, where he said the purpose of the Trilateral Commission was to seize control of the political government of the United States, and they own it. And we, incidentally, have used copies of that book of With No Apologies by Barry Goldwater. We got them so you can have a copy, so you can read it, so you can copy those pages and get that information out and get it to others. The Trilateral Commission's purpose was to seize control of our government. They control our government, and they control Barack Obama, and they tell him exactly what to do. And, of course, many of the leaders of the Trilateral Commission are leaders of the Bilderbergers. They met last weekend, and at their meeting, they talked about the importance of the war with Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, how many more American boys are going to die over there needlessly? How many people are going to die in our streets as the violence and the chaos comes? Get the message out. Your job is to reach others. We need an army of people educating people. Get my newsletters, my latest newsletter. Pull it down, copy it, get it out. If you want our information, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 9-